Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lady Bird and Lyndon, The Hidden Story of a Marriage That Made a President by Betty Boyd Caroli. Read by Amanda Carlin.
Prologue. At exactly 4 p.m. on December 9th, 1967, Lady Bird Johnson started a slow, dignified descent down the wide stairway from the residential quarters of the White House to the state floor, where more than 600 guests were waiting. All of them were dressed for an evening gala, while some lingered around the foyer at the foot of the stairs, chatting in small groups. Others had already taken their places in the huge East Room, where Lady Bird was headed. In the 4 years of her husband's presidency, she had walked this route dozens of times to greet heads of state and delegations of various sizes from all over the United States. But today was different, and very special. Today, her 23-year-old daughter, Linda, was marrying the military aide she had begun dating that summer. The press had avidly reported on all the prenuptial festivities leading up to this, the first White House wedding of a president's daughter in more than 50 years, and Lady Bird was determined to deliver an event perfect down to the smallest detail. Since the August morning, when she first learned of her daughter's decision to wed Charles "Chuck" Robb, she had devoted more hours than she could count.